Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, giving you a hearty invitation to listen to the ministry of the precious Word of God. We're touching upon some prophetic truths regarding the future. We have already noted in our ministry of recent days the future program of God for the church. And when God's future program will be consummated by taking the church out of this world to heaven, may I repeat it? Not many realize that the church is going to be taken out of this world to heaven. And then God will once more begin his dealings with the nation of Israel. We have noted from the book of the Revelation chapter 7 and the first 8 verses of that chapter, the sealing of 144,000 Israelites to be the servants of God in that day following the church's departure. God will not be without a divine testimony, not even when the church is gone. But God will resume his divine dealings and his relationship with the nation of Israel to be his testimony when the church will be in glory. Now we would read in chapter 7 of the book of the Revelation, beginning at verse 9, the results of that Jewish testimony as God records them in their witnessing among the nations. John writes to say, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations, and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the 24 beasts, or the 4 living creatures rather, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. One of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? Whence came they? I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." May God bless the reading and the hearing of this portion of his precious word. May I, in the few moments that we have, give to you an explanation of this wonderful scene? For John is given the vision of knowing that a great multitude that cannot be numbered will be brought as a fruitful result of the ministry of the Jewish witnesses, will be brought to inhabit the millennial earth with the divine testimony of God in that coming day. There will be some saved by their testimony. But I would like to be very faithful to remind my listeners that these who are saved in that day will undoubtedly be a company of people amongst the nations of the world who have never heard or had the opportunity of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior now. I am fully aware and would remind my listeners, there are many in the world who have never heard the gospel. And I am deeply conscious of the fact that the church has not fulfilled its divine commission to spread the gospel to every nation and reach every individual. But in the coming day, when these witnesses shall be serving Jehovah upon the earth, they will have a message, as we have noted in our preceding program. And their message will bring fruit. But that fruit will undoubtedly come from among the many who have never heard the gospel. You may ask me, how is that? Now let me be very faithful to tell from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that God declares those who have heard the gospel, those who have had opportunity to take Christ as Savior, will come under the strong delusion of the Antichrist, and God will send them strong delusion who believe not the truth that they might be saved. I cannot promise to any individual who hears the gospel today, to any person who has the opportunity of being saved now, who realizes that he or she must and should trust the Lord Jesus Christ as his and her Savior, the word of God gives me no authority or encouragement to say that you will have another opportunity were Christ to come again and take his church out of this world and you be left behind. My beloved, the words of Paul to the Corinthians are so fitting. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. But oh, may I look with you at these words we have read and briefly see, as John has in the vision recorded, a great company out of the nations. They're clothed with white robes. They have palms of victory in their hands. They cry with a loud voice, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. John wonders where they came from. One asked John, who are they which are arrayed in white robes? Where did they come from? John says, I don't know, you tell me. And so he is told, these are they which came out of great or the great tribulation, and they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, beloved, may I state some divine principles of salvation that are true today and will be true in the tribulation period. In fact, the basis of salvation is the same throughout the history of the world. Let me briefly state, first, salvation will be, as in every age, on the principle of faith. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 declares, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek him diligently. May I say their salvation will be on the principle of faith, as it is today. You were told, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Then may I further state, as we have read in this 7th chapter and verse 14, it will be also based on the blood of the Lamb. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. My beloved, there's no redemption without blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. God grant that you now will realize, if never you have, you must put your faith in the blood sacrifice of the Son of God, for it is the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, that cleanseth us from all sin. Then third, the basis of salvation in that day will be by the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit is a work that is true in every age. And by the Holy Spirit's work, these souls will have been regenerated. Then may I also remind you, it will be through the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. As we have it in Matthew 24 in verse 14, Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all or through all the world, and then shall the end come. For these messengers, God's witnesses of that day, will preach the coming of the kingdom and the coming of the king. Now let me clearly explain. The message that they preach, which is called the gospel of the kingdom, does not exclude the message of the cross. For when you realize it, as you should know, John the Baptist preached this message of the kingdom. In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 2, we read of John saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then John also said another thing. You have it in John 1:29, most precious words. As he looked at Jesus, he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Yes, my beloved, John the Baptist proclaimed the death of Christ, as well as the coming of his kingdom. And I believe we can safely conclude from the Word of God, the message of those witnesses will not only be the preaching of the kingdom and the king they believe is coming, but also the value of his death. This we can recognize when we read, they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. My beloved, we would bring the application of this principle and truth to you. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained by sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. My beloved, you can be assured that if you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, glory will be yours. And so in that coming day, we thank God the future godly remnant of Israel will have results for their preaching. And salvation by faith, salvation by blood, salvation by the regenerating spirit, and salvation through preaching will be accomplished. But we raise again the question, have you been saved? Today, listen to the voice of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Father, we pray, thou wilt bless and honor thy word that has been given from thy blessed book to the saving of precious souls. In Jesus' name, amen.